Zion Adar Sheni, Thursday the 14th of March, Rabbi Don Kaufman, the Order of the Parshas of Sedra Vayikra.
Today, this week, we've started a new Chumash called Vayikra, and the Sedra's Vayikra, because the first word in the Parsha is called Vayikra.
Yes.
I'd like to devote the Shia to explain that actually, within this word Vayikra, if it's analysed, you find the key to the length and breadth of the subject of Korbanos, at the very least, the Korbanos Yochid. Now let's explain this. This week's Sedra contains most of the options, the situations of an individual person who brings a Korban. The difference between Sedra Vayikra and Sedra Tzav is that this week's Sedra deals with the procedures, the bringing, the offering of the korbanos, and then in Parshat Tzav, it deals with the consuming of the korban. That means if you talk about korban oila, which goes on the mizbeach, the first subject in Tzav is about the burning of the korban on the mizbeach. Then the eating of korbanos, different situations, different halachas.
Yes.
So and they follow the same order as I will explain. But this is different to specialized korbanos yochid. That means that our situations we know very well. Pasha's Sazria has a korbanos of a yeledes. Pasha Metzora has korbanos for a Metzora, and Pasha's Nozir for Nozir. So there are other individual korbanos. There are also, of course, korbanos Sibur in other sedras. In Pasha's Emor, it's for Yom Tov. Pasha's Pinchas, you've got the korbanos of the Musafir. That's another thing. That's communal korbanos. But this week's sedra is the full range of standard korbanos yochid. That's what it's about. Now, the first posuk starts, Vayikra el Moshe. V'dabar Hashem elov, me'oil mo'oid le'moir. This is a posuk which for many people rings home very sweetly because they will remember it as I do, as the first posuk of Chumash and first thing I've ever learnt in Torah was this posuk. That's the children I taught this posuk first, and it probably remains with people forever. However, the Sedra does not end in such a sweet manner at all, because the last words of the Sedra, the last two words, are l'ashmo vop, which means to commit a grave sin with it. And because we don't generally end the Sedra on a sour note, therefore there's a custom, in some places I've heard it done, that when the Baal Kodesh finishes off l'ashmo vop at the end of the Sedra on Shabbos morning, that the Tzibur calls out a posuk from the Zemiris of Shabbos, which is, which one is it? No, the last Zemer is, just a second, please. Sorry, I can't remember. It's one of those. Doesn't matter. Take a look. Switch off, right? Doesn't matter. I'm looking up now. I don't want to waste your time. Now, let's look at this pasuk. Vayikra al Moshe. Says Rashi, and this quote Rashi is quoting from Torah's Kohenim. L'chol dibros u'l'cha amilois. Every time HaKadosh Baruch Hu said or spoke to Moshe, means whenever you say Vadabar Hashem Moshe, or Vayomer Hashem Moshe, there was before that a vayikra, a calling. The calling was, as Rashi explains, is a matter of intimacy. But you don't. If you speak to somebody roughly, you just order, say, bark and order it. But if you want to speak in an intimate manner, you call him first. And then Rashi would carry on. Vayikra el Moshe, hakol hoylech umagia laoznov. The calling. Moshe was being summoned, his name being called, would reach his ears. Nobody else would hear this. A call went out. Moshe heard the call, but nobody else. And that's how the calling went. Now there's another Torah's Kohenim as well, and I should quote it. Yoche af lahapiskois hoyso kriya. Maybe for all the paragraphs there was a kriya. That's what the hafsokos. Some read them, it's a bit of a mistake. Some read hafsokos and some read hapiskos. It should be hapiskos. After hapiskos, hoisoklia. Maybe for every paragraph, there was a new calling. Talmud loma vaydaber. Only if it was vaydaber. When it says vaydaber, then there was a calling. Otherwise, there was just a continue on. Veloyla hafsokos. And not for the individual paragraphs. Mahu hafsokos mishamsha. So why did you have paragraphs? Why are there the paragraphs? Why were the subdivisions? Litin levach l'moshe l'isboinein. So Moshe would have some time to think it over. Then parashah l'parashah bin inyan l'inyan. And kalvachema l'hedjit. If a regular human being is learning from another human being, he will need time to consider what he's learned, stop, have breaks to reconsider. If that's the truth of Moshe, it's certainly true of other people. And that's what the word Vayikra is telling us. So what is the what did we learn from here? So when it says Vaydaber, there was a new calling. And if it's just a new paragraph, there was a gap, but no calling. So what were the paragraphs for? Why did you need a new calling? When did you need a new calling? When don't you have a new calling? So if it's simply a matter of to have time to reconsider, as there was between paragraph and paragraph, they just put a new paragraph in. But why, when and why was there a new calling and a new Vaydaber? Vaydaber and a new calling. Well, that must be because there is a fundamental break in the subject. It's not so much for Moshe Rabbeinu to reconsider, because if you needed 5 minutes between paragraph and paragraph, and then you come to a new subject, they give him 10 minute break. No? So what will need a bit longer to think about it? That's not the point. The point is, when do you have a new Vaydaber and a new calling? When the matter involved is fundamentally different, and it has to be a new Nevuah, which cannot be mixed with another. You don't mix one Nevuah with another Nevuah. Then you have Vaydaber. When do you have Vaydaber now? That's the question. In this week's Sedra, it is one of the highest of the Sedra. It has 21 paragraphs. Every Kohen mentioned has its own paragraph. But only three times does it say Vaydaber from Moshe Leimor. Just three times. So we want to understand why three times, three places, was there deemed to be an entirely new topic which needs a new Nevuah and cannot be mixed with another. And therefore there had to be a break, and there had to be a new calling to demonstrate this is a new session. We have to understand that. Now, we also should take the opportunity to learn what does it mean by Vaydaber Hashem Moshe Leimor, since that's what it means. And Rashi here deals with this question. So Rashi brings another Torah's Kohenim, which says, HaKohel Hoylech U'magiyah L'Oznov. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, it reached Moshe Rabbeinu's ears, but nobody else's. May Ohel Moed Leimor, says Rashi, Melamed. It teaches you, Shohakol Nifsa, Lo Hoyo Yoitse. This voice was interrupted and did not go any further. Whenever you find the word Melamed in Rashi or in Chazal, it means that the lesson is inherent in the words. So you get, for example, the Rosh Hashanah Chazal, which had nothing to do with the words. Last week said that we learned Sheish Mosh Zor Chazal Darshan Shisho, means six times. Not because it's built into the word Sheish, that means you have to twist it six times or six threads. Chazal Kama Kabbalah, that's how you learn. But if a Chazal says Melamed, it means in the words, here is this lesson. So from in the word Oel Moyed is a lesson that the voice of a Kodesh Baruch Hu was heard only by Moshe Rabbeinu. You must ask yourself, how? How do you work this out? How do you derive from the word Oel Moed? And Rashi continues. Rashi continues. Yochem ipnei shakoyim nomoch. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice was weak, and therefore it didn't reach Moshe Rabbeinu. So it reached only Moshe Rabbeinu, not the rest of the whole community. Talmud Leimor, no. Es HaKoyim. The HaKoyim, the voice which is very, very strong. Which one is that? Kol Hashem b'koyach, Kol Hashem b'hodo, Kol Hashem shovar. Lo zekodesh Baruch Hu's voice can break down cedar trees. So the voice is mighty strong. So it's not that the voice wasn't strong enough to reach everybody. Yet only Moshe Rabbeinu heard the voice. Imken nomenem ma'ohel moed. So why do you say the voice was only heard by the ohel moed? Melamed, that teaches you shoy ha'kol nifsak. The voice was interrupted. It could go much further, but it was purposely cut short. You can't. It's not allowed to go any further. Now, one will ask the question, and the Chofetz Chaim asks this question in Hilchos Lashon Hara. He asks the question, What does this Gemara Machzal teach you? It makes a difference to me. When the Moshe Rabbeinu is got a Kodesh, if a Kodesh Rabbeinu's voice is mighty strong and was miraculously cut short or was weak, would it make a difference to me? What do I learn from here? It's a very difficult question. It's very difficult to make sense of it. What do you learn from this? So the Chofetz Chaim answers with the Gemara, which is also quoted by Rashi in Yomah, Daf Dalet. The Gemara says, Minayin, and how do you know? Shim Omar Odom Dovah, if somebody said something to you, to someone else, Shuv Bar Toima, he may not repeat what he was told. Somebody says to me, he must not repeat what he was told. Shenema, May Oyel Moyed Leymar. That's what the Gemara says. Says Oyel Moyed Leymar. Leymar means he spoke to Moshe from the Oyel Moyed and told him, Leymar, go and tell the Eden. So he gave permission to tell the people. So Moshe Rabbeinu learned Torah from Kodesh Baruch Hu and was given permission to repeat it. Had he not been given permission, it wouldn't be allowed to repeat it. And so from there we derive that Odom also simply tells you something. I went to work by bus this morning. You mustn't repeat it. Unless he gives you permission. Why not? So the Chofetz Chaim asks a question on this Gemara. What are you talking about? If the man said something harmless, I want two sugars in my tea, not one. So you mustn't repeat it. What harm are you doing in repeating it? You need permission before you're allowed to repeat it? Certainly not. And if the man spoke, as Chofetz Chaim calls it, divrei bisho, he spoke in a derogatory manner of someone else or even of himself, then you mustn't repeat it even if he gives you permission. Someone says, he tells you something derogatory about himself, then you can tell people, I don't mind you can tell people. You still don't know how to tell people. That is Lashon Hara. So what is it that if somebody tells you something, you can repeat it, but only if you get permission to repeat it? What can this be? So the Chofetz Chaim narrows it down. The situation is, the man said to you, I want two sugars in my tea. But he didn't just say it like that. He leaned across the table, whispered into your ear, two sugars in my tea. Now, that man is saying to you, even though it seems harmless to repeat, I want two sugars in my tea, but he's whispered it into your ear. He means to say, don't tell anybody. Therefore, you mustn't tell it to anybody, even if there's no harm done, unless he gives you permission. I mean, so by whispering, he's withdrawing permission to repeat it. He can repeal the permission by saying to you, you're allowed to say it. And that's how you learn Pshat and Gemara. That's what we learn from this pasuk. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice is mighty strong, and all would hear it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke from the Oyel Moyed, and the voice could be heard by all, but it wasn't. The voice was cut short, miraculously. That is the equivalent of whispering in somebody's ear something. Right. No, not as anything offensive and wrong with it, but for some reason you're not to repeat it. Then a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Lema, you have permission to repeat it. So the mission may repeat the Torah, there can be no harm in doing so, but he still needs permission. And from here we derive this lesson, how to behave in speech, in interacting with people. Every time, almost. Every time I do a Moshe Lema.
No, see how we said Davod Ben
Yisrael. Right, on top of that, you mean?
Okay. Yeah, just the same twice.
And here as well, in this Sedra as well, Davod Ben Yisrael.
What does Lema mean?
Because Lema means to say. He's Moshe Lema, to say that you may say what I'm going to say. Yes, that's another mission. Okay, you're right, I've got a kasha. It's a look here, I agree with you. The Gemara Darshan's from word Lema. And from this possible. Okay. That's too long I've got to the kasha. Fair enough. Now, so the question now is, so why is it the three places we have at Abashon Meshulayim in this week's Seder? Well, only three. And where are they? So let's go through the order of the Korbanos that we have. So the Seder starts with Korban Oila. Odom ki yakriv mikem. Im Oila Korban Oila. It's a Korban Oila. The Korban Oila comes in four different formats. The first one is a bokor, the very large korban, and then you've got the version of tzoin. Let me read sheni. Let me go on to a oif, also korban oila, and then there is the various versions of korban mincha. So that comes in four forms, the korban oila, and more than four because there are three versions of types of korban mincha that you can bring. So you might say there are seven. And for each and every one of them, there's a new paragraph. Each and every one. So, So the beginning of the Seder, of course, and then when it starts, we had Soin Korbanoi, the sheep version, small, this one smaller, new paragraph. Sheni starts a new paragraph, Im Oif Korbanoi. Then it comes to the Mincha, and it starts a new paragraph again, Venefesh Kisakriv, and so on. And then the various types of Mincha, the Mincha Machavas, each one, Mincha Malcheshes, each has a new paragraph. Sometimes a Pasha Stumos, sometimes a Pasha Psucho. That I can't explain why that would be sometimes one of each. By the way, if I mention paragraphs, I would say there is 1.25 exceptions in the Torah for Vadaba Shem Meshalem, which is not a new paragraph. The one exception is in Parshas Nosoi, in Chamishi, where we talk about the Yom Kalos Moshe HaMishkan, describing the day of inauguration of the Mishkan. And there it says, Vadaba Shem Meshalem, the story, where they brought the korbanos and so on. But actually, take from them and bring wagons to supply the Levim. Now that there's no new paragraph then. That's the exception in the whole Torah. But that's quite easily pushed aside, answered away, because this paragraph, first of all, it's a heroic short, a one-off event, so it might be different anyway. But apart from that, this parasha is a narrative. This is a story. For on this day, this is what happened, this is what happened, this is what happened. And what happened is that Hashem spoke to Moshe. It's not a paragraph of instructions. It's a repeat, a narrative of what happened. So that's the one exception. I'll say 1.25 exceptions, because in Parashat Tzav, there is a machlokas about it. In one place, there's one place where, well, most Sforim do not have a new paragraph. But in this Chumash I'm holding here in front of me, it does have a new paragraph. Here, the subject here is Kol Oichel Chelev. It's forbidden to eat Chelev, and there's a punishment of Koris. And there's the next passage called Dam Lois Chelev. You mustn't eat dam. That's again is a Koris. Next, possibly, then comes Vadaba Shem Moshe Leimor, and then comes Hamakiv Korbanoi Korban Mzevah Shlom Yodov to Vienna. And there is the issa of eating Kotchim Betuma, which is an issa Koris as well. And in between the Vadaba Shem Moshe Leimor. Now, the tradition that we have, all the Sefer Torah that we have, which are based on the Rambam, based on Ben Osher, goes over to Ben Haigon, and it goes further back, we do not have a new paragraph at this point. And the logic would seem to be that the subjects are combined. To eat kotshim, but in a state of tumor, is a punishment of koris. Now I'm telling you about something else of eating. I'm telling you about eating dam, koris, eating chelev is also koris. You've got here four types of eating which are all punishable by koris. Therefore, there's a logic to put them all together and not have a new paragraph. Yet, there was Vadaba Shem Moshe Leimor in between. What might that indicate? I'm saying my own idea. This would indicate the first two are matters of kotshim, which may not be eaten. And the second two are ordinary chulim, chelev and dam, nothing to do with kotshim. They're forbidden under the same punishment of koris. The punishment is the same. It's koris, and the subject matter is eating, consuming. Yet there's a difference. The first two are kodesh, the second two are not. And there's a new Vadaba Shem Moshe Leimor, because there was a new nevuah. These were given a different event completely, with a new calling. Why? Because sort of hamavda mekodesh lechol. You must know the difference between the one kodesh and lechol. You cannot have a nevuah discussing kodesh and the same nevuah discussing lechol. No, it seems not. That's why there was a new calling. Why in one paragraph? Because, okay, the subject matter, as far as the text is concerned, is the same. That's what it would seem to be. I can't tell you, give a better answer than that. But I have seen, my attention was drawn to it, in Hilchos Sefer Torah and Yeridea, in the Shach in one place, quotes Hagos Maimoni, that there is a new paragraph over here. That's a singular opinion. And this Chumash printed that way, with a new paragraph. Now, this is the lawyer Kholach Moshim. It's not like any of our Sefer Torah. I actually think it's a bit cheeky to do that, to make a one-off, take a one-off opinion and print a chumash accordingly. But this is a chumash published by Feldheim, and they print their chumashim according to a certain magia who made a whole series of subtle changes to the chumash. Many people wouldn't notice them, but this is one of them. And while I'm at it, I just mentioned, by the way, there's another one coming this week. In Pasha Zohar, he also changed something. He changed when it says in the last line of the little parsha that we read, it says Asher, Hashem Melekecha, the three words. Standard, b'chol haTorah, is to read Asher and Hashem hyphenate as one word, and then Lekecha is a separate word, and not to combine Hashem Melekecha into one word. B'chol haTorah kulo, you won't find Hashem Lekeinu and Hashem Lekecha in as hyphenate into one word, one negina. It's because the different concepts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're not put into one word, and this chumash does so. He puts, he writes Asher, Hashem Lekecho. Two words, Asher and Hashem Lekecho is another word. That's what he does, and it's very questionable. But in fairness, I've got to say to you that in all our Chumashim, there's one place in the Torah where Hashem and Lekecho is hyphenated. There is one place, and I can't explain to you why, but there is one, which is the Pashash, beginning of Pashas Shoftim. There is one there. And why, I don't know. So there's something to lean back on, so this might be the second one. But it is not like most of our chumashim. Anyway, let's come back to our subject here. So after we've learned about the Korban Mincha, which is all the range of options of Korban Ola, we reach the point of Levi, and the subject changes to Shlomim. In Shlomim, there's also two versions here, and each one has its own paragraph. The first version is Bokor, and the second version is Tzoyim. Two versions again, and each has its own paragraph. Now, we want to analyze why is Oila before Shlomim? As if Oila takes preference, as if it's a higher status of Korban. You would think, what can be more praiseworthy than a person who brings a Korban Oila, a Korban Shlomim? A Korban Shlomim is a person who willingly wants to donate. He wants to give something for no reason at all. Isn't that wonderful? And included in Shlomim is also Korban Toido, which is where a person wants to give thanksgiving for having survived a danger. That's wonderful, most praiseworthy. What can you think of better than that? And yet the Korban Ola takes preference over Korban Shlomim in the order of the Chumash. And the reason is because, yes, it's praiseworthy, a person who wants to donate to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but something ranks higher than that still. When does a person donate a Korban Ola? Rashi says, if he's done Hihur Aveira, he's had thoughts of doing an Aveira, or he was over an Asay, he was a Bavatl in Asay and failed to do a mitzvah, didn't transgress anything, but he failed to do a mitzvah, and he picked himself up and says, not good enough. I want to be better. I want to come closer to Hashem. I want to be better. I want to be closer to Hashem ranks higher than the person who says, I'm going to make a donation. And therefore, Korban Oil comes before Korban Shomim. And so it is in the next parasha in Parshas Tzav, where we talk about the consuming of korbanos. The Seder starts off with how you burn the korban on the oil on the mizbeach. Then it goes through. Then the discusses how you deal with Korban Shomim. It's kachim kalim, and it may be eaten in the various places in town, the whole of Yerushalayim. And then it goes to Korban Chatos after that, because in oil ranks higher than Shomim. That's number one. Now at this point, we reach Kamishi. And here there is something very unusual in the Torah's Kohenim. Torah's Kohenim does not make introductions. Torah's Kohenim just writes his piece. And here the Torah's Kohenim writes an introduction. He puts a heading. He calls it, what's it called? Chiyuvi. The introduction is the Dibur de Chiyuv. Now we're talking about an obligation. An obligation is another matter. Here it says, you cannot compare a Korbanish family wants to donate, even whether it's Oila or Shlomim. I want to do something which I don't have to do. I'm not obligated. It's my willingness. It's Ritzoyna. I want to bring a Korban. Cannot be compared to a Korban where a person has sinned and now must bring a Korban. It's praiseworthy to correct your wrongdoing and bring a Korban. A Korban Chatos is brought for a person who's committed accidentally, but Shogig he did an Aveira of Sheyeshvei Koris. A serious Aveda, but it's B'shoigig. And it brings a Korban for that. Fine. But that's a lower ranking Korban than that of a Korban Oila. and therefore it comes second. It's a chiyuv. It's a new category. Here, by Chamishi, it says, Vadab Hashem Moshe Leimon. This is the first time we meet it, etc. Why? It's a new nevuah. You cannot put in the same nevuah a person wants to bring a korban, all the different types of it, with a person who has to bring a korban, who's done navel. Completely different. Rochek Mizrach Mimarav. Not the same thing. Vadab Hashem Moshe Leimon. Now we talk about the korban chatos. Chatos has its two versions as well. It has a par, and it has also there are three versions. Sorry, here four types of chatos I mentioned here. They're not the right order. They are hemakoyin hamashiach yachato. If a kohen did the wrong thing because he was given the wrong information and committed the lois asei sheyesh beikoris. It's one situation. Another one is this: if a whole sheva did something wrong because they were told to, it was an accident. Third one is if a nosi yechetor, a nosi did something wrong because he was told. And these are very rare occasion events, of course. And the fourth one, the standard one, a person individually who did a lois asei sheyesh beikoris, he was mechal Shabbos, he ate matzah, he ate chometz on Pesach, such things, adam. And these you have to be a korban chatos for. So there are the four versions here. Then we move on to the natural sister, the natural neighbor for this, korban oshrim. Korban oshrim is lighter and more serious than korban chatos. Lighter because it's brought for davar she'ein bo koris, not such a serious avera as koris. On the other hand, it's amazed. It's amazed. And it comes secondary after the chatos, behind the chatos. Now, Barbanel comments on that and says, Einoi doma, a person does an aveira, but memezit, even if it's not a koris. An aveira memezit is far lower ranking than a korban chatos. Now, the interesting thing is this, that up to this point, all the korbanos, all the types of nedovis, an oila, a shlomim, and even a chatos in one place, it says, Reich nechoyach l'Hashem. It's a pleasure. I could be satisfied. I'm pleased with what you've delivered to me. But with Oshem, it's not so. There's no Reach Nichoyach when a person brings a korban Oshem. Dan Avela, but Mezid. You've got to do something about it. But Reach Nichoyach, no. That's not no Reach Nichoyach there. Now, this takes us through past Shishi with all the various types of korban Oshem. And we, right at the end, we have another case of Adab Hashem Moshe Leimor. So we change the subject dramatically. What's dramatic about it? Nefek is simo il ma'al, as someone who does m'ilah. He's pilfered and benefited from kodshim. And that's a korban oshrim as well. And in the middle of korban oshrim now, we're still in korban oshrim, but that was a mishalemah. Why? The answer is, because m'ilah is hanor. I get something for it. Einoi doma in aveira, even a shay, even a mezid aveira. I didn't have aveira. Me'ilah was a shoygig. Ah, but I'm the better for it. I've gained something out of this. Oh, that's much more serious aveira. There is a damage to the neshama is greater. I've got something for it. Therefore, it's a new subject. That's not comparable with the previous one. But Abba Shem Moshalema. And one more still. And there are various types. I won't go through them all because I haven't got time. There's right at the end of the set, there's one more Abba Shem Moshalema. Just one more. Where it's a defiki sacheto, if someone does an avera, v'chifesh v'amisoy b'fikodoin, he has been asked to look after the pussycat while I go away on holiday. Leave my pussycat with you. And when I come back, sorry, I've got no pussycat. Denies it, makes a shavur. I haven't got your pussycat, you've never gave it to me. Or a case of an aveda. I found something in the street, it's got a name on it. You've got it, give it back to me. No, I haven't got it. What's the third one? Oh, stealing, osha, so on. Mikara she yeshova olav lasheka v'shiram lo. If he makes a sheka over this, he has to pay back a choymish, and he has to bring a korban. And that's a new subject. Why is that a new subject? Because the previous one, Ila, b'mi and boyach. I've benefited. I've got something for it. It's a serious avir, damage of the neshama. But this is more. This is more serious. You've got somebody else's money in your pocket. Well, that's the worst of them all. And that's where the center ends, and that's where we say Lashmovo. I'll stop now. Okay.